I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Where are we going?
We are going to somewhere next to Chinatown.
Yeah, a northern district of downtown LA that I had never been in before.
I don't think I'd ever been on it either. I mean, if somebody said the words Nod Street to me, they would mean absolutely nothing.
And we should say that Major Domo has been like the biggest opening of the year so far.
I think that would be safe to say.
And we should also say, I guess, at some point in this review that he is the main figure producing and behind Ugly Delicious, in which both of us appear.
Right. We make knishes together.
Yes. And then you're in another couple of episodes.
I'm in the taco episode.
The taco episode.
We go through East LA together.
Yeah. So tell me about the food.
There will be a lot of small dishes. There will be a lot of, especially in Los Angeles, vegetable-y things. He seems to have completely fallen in love with the local farmers market produce. There will be sort of giant blingy things for the table that costs sort of a large amount of money. Not when you look at the quality of ingredients or the amount of time that's going into it, but certainly
it's a commitment.
It's a commitment.
So let's talk about some of the starters. What about the bings?
Bings is a general term that means Chinese pancakes. He serves them with different things. There's a plainish version with butter and honey that's actually really nice. That would be my favorite. It's very morning pancakey. He serves it with hozon, but it's a paste of lightly fermented chickpeas.
Yeah, I really like that one.
One of the most interesting of the appetizers is jjimukbap. Usually when you see that in Korean, it means like a big old rice ball. Here they serve it as rice with seasonings on it and with things in it. And you're given a couple of plastic gloves and you're supposed to mold it yourself.
It's kind of like umami bomb rice.
Right. He does something that's unlike anything I've ever had before with raw sugar snap peas that he tosses with horseradish, a little lemon, maybe some mint shallots. I would say that that's probably my favorite thing, too.
What dishes did you have that were served tableside?
A lot of the dishes have sort of an elaborate tableside thing going on. There's the Santa Barbara rock crab, for example, which is served in a few different ways. And one fried rice that's mounded in the shell. And then there's sort of like knuckles that you can pry the meat out of. And then there are the giant meat carts that are definitely convenient. I mean, you know, the chefs will come out and they'll do the do at the table, but they'll also announce to everybody in the restaurant that, look, somebody's having this giant meat dish.
Good meat.
Most of it. The ones that I really liked were the, I guess he calls it the whole plate short rib. It's sort of Flintstonian. I mean, you have giant bones sticking out. You have a giant piece of meat in there. They cut off the top part and they slice it and they arrange it around a plate. And they're peppery and they've been smoked for a fairly long time at a fairly low temperature. And they have that softness and the succulence.
That's Jonathan Gold on Major Domo. He's the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.